This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rikinti Marwin. The news headlines. Mizoram Social Welfare Minister P. Lal Rinpoche launches the observance of Down Syndrome Awareness Month during an event held in front of Millennium Center, Aizawl. Tripura witnesses a grand celebration as state government organizes the Vijayadashmi Immersion Carnival marking the farewell of Goddess Kup Durga. And Singapore Police Force extends the autopsy report of late Assamese singer Zubeen Garg to the High Commission of India in Singapore. The news in details. Social Welfare Minister P. Lal Rinpoche officially launched the observance of Down Syndrome Awareness Month yesterday during an event held in front of Millennium Center, Aizawl. In an address, the minister called for compassion, understanding and kindness towards individuals living with Down Syndrome. The awareness campaign is set to continue throughout the month of October. Speaking at the event, Minister P. Lal Rinpoche clarified that Down Syndrome is not a disease but a genetic-linked disability. While medical experts have not yet identified a definitive cause, research suggests that the likelihood of a child being born with Down syndrome increases with the mother's age. However, she also noted that it can occur in younger mothers as well, emphasizing the importance of understanding the condition beyond age-related factors. The inaugural program was organized by the Mizoram Down Syndrome Association. Following the official launch, a charity concert was held at the venue and continued. Leaders from MDSA stated that 80 individuals with Down syndrome have been officially registered with the association so far, but they believe the actual number across the state is likely higher. Tripura witnessed a grand celebration yesterday as the state government organized the Vijayadashmi Immersion Carnival marking the farewell of Goddess Durga. Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha inaugurated the carnival yesterday in front of Tulsi Bhatti Girls School. Addressing the gathering, the Chief Minister said that the farewell of the goddess symbolizes the strengthening of communal harmony in the state. He stated that the primary objective of such events is to preserve and enrich Tripura's rich cultural heritage and traditions while promoting harmony and brotherhood among all communities. Dr. Saha further mentioned that the Department of Information and Cultural Affairs has been working diligently to promote art, literature and cultural activities in the state. On the occasion of 63rd Walong Day commemorating the valor and supreme sacrifice of the soldiers in the Battle of Walong in Anjao district of Arunachal Pradesh, fought during the 1962 war, the Indian Army Eastern Command and Spear Corps is going to organize numerous events starting from 7th October to 16th November 2025. The events will commence with Lieutenant Bikram Singh football tournament flagged off, followed by battlefield treks, cycle expedition, medical and veterinary camps, motorcycle expedition and half marathon. The swearing-in of the Chief Justice of the High Court of Meghalaya, Justice Soman Singh, has been fixed on the 8th of October 2025 at Rajbhavan. On 26th 9th 2025, the person appointed Justice Soman Singh, Judge of the Kolkata High Court, as the Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court with effect from the date he assumes charge of his office. Justice Soman Singh was born on 27th July 1965 at Kolkata. He did his schooling from St. Lawrence High School and he passed the LLB examination 5 years from the University of Calcutta in the year 1990, securing the highest mark and stood first in the set examination. Enrolled as an advocate on the Bar Council of West Bengal in January 1991, he was elevated as judge of the Calcutta High Court on 13th of April 2011. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu yesterday chaired a meeting of Arunachal Pradesh Eco-Tourism Development Board to review ongoing initiatives and chart out a roadmap for enhancing ecotourism in the state. The discussion focused on creating sustainable tourism circuits, promoting eco-friendly infrastructure, and ensuring active participation of local communities in tourism-led growth. In a move to harness creative potential of the NCC cadets, the 1st Arunachal Pradesh Battalion NCC Tezpur, under the aegis of NCC Directorate NER, is organizing an intergroup idea and innovation competition at NIT Jote from 3rd of October to 6th October 2025. The event is in accordance with the Government of India policy of Atmanirbhar Bharat. The aim of the competition is to encourage innovative thinking, problem-solving skills and inculcate the spirit of entrepreneurship towards making Viksit Bharat by 2047. The competition has three categories: Labs to Market, Ideas for Social Uplift and Innovation for Sustainability. A total of 84 participants from 9 different group headquarters of Northeastern Region under the NCC Directorate NER are participating. The winning idea, if selected, will get the opportunity to take part at the national level in January next year. The Singapore Police Force has extended the autopsy report of late Assamese singer Zubin Garg to the High Commission of India in Singapore. According to a statement issued by the police, a copy of the autopsy report, along with its preliminary findings on his passing, has been handed over to the Indian authorities. Police investigations are currently underway in the matter, while the public has been advised to refrain from sharing any videos or images related to the matter. The Crime Investigation Department, CID, of Assam Police arrested Zubin Garg's co-musician Shekhar Jyoti Goswami and co-singer Amrit Prabha Mahanta, taking the total arrest in the case to 4. Recently, Assam Police arrested Shyam Kanu Mahanta, the main organizer of Northeast India Festival in Singapore, and Zubin Garg's manager Siddharth Sharma. In Meghalaya, the Anti-Narcotics Task Force apprehended 3 suspects and recovered 10.5 grams of suspected heroin from their possession in Shillong. The drug peddlers have been identified as residents of the state capital. All 3 accused persons have been arrested and handed over to Lumbini Tree Police Station for registering a case under NDPS Act. In Meghalaya, a tragic accident that occurred yesterday, 4 lives were lost after a speeding dump truck rammed into pedestrians due to the driver's reckless and negligent driving. According to reports, the incident took place around 6:45 p.m. at Thadrang in Rimoi District, when the truck, which was transporting limestone, hit 5 female pedestrians who were walking along the roadside. It was reported that 3 victims died on the spot, while 1 succumbed to injuries at Nazareth Hospital. Another victim, Yuparisa Norum, sustained serious injuries. All the victims were the residents of Thadrang Madan Village under the jurisdiction of Molasnai Police Outpost. The truck driver and his companion also sustained injuries in the crash. Police have registered the case, seized the vehicle, and initiated a detailed investigation into the incident. The Urban Development and Poverty Alleviation UDPA Department recently conducted a Lok Kalyan Mela at Dwarpuri Multipurpose Committee Hall, where 159 street vendors in Aizawl were registered for the PM Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi PM Swanidhi Local Loan Scheme. According to Akash Vani Aizawl sources, social economic profiling was carried out during the Mela for both new applicants and existing vendors seeking to reapply for loans under the scheme. The event also provided assistance to vendors unfamiliar with digital payments, guiding them on how to carry out transactions digitally. During the Mela, social economic profiling was completed for 51 vendors and 10 vendors were digitally onboarded for the first time. Officials noted that the PM Swanidhi scheme is implemented across all districts and interested applicants may visit the UDPA directorate or their respective district UDPA offices to apply. The government has decided to conduct the population census 2027 in 2 phases along with enumeration of castes. The first phase will be conducted in hilly and snow-hit areas of Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Ladakh beginning 1st of October 2026. The second phase, covering other parts of the country, will be held from 1st of March 2027. The last census was conducted in 2011 in 2 phases. These were phase 1 of house listing and phase 2 for population enumeration. A mild earthquake measuring 3.2 on the Richter scale struck parts of Meghalaya yesterday morning. The Regional Meteorological Center, Guwahati, reported that a tremor occurred at 11:29 a.m. The epicenter was traced to Rimoi District with a shallow depth of 5 kilometers. Minor tremors were also felt in adjoining areas, but officials confirmed that no damage to property or casualties have been reported. Authorities noted that low-intensity quakes are frequent in the northeast, a seismically active zone, and urged residents not to panic while following standard safety measures in case of aftershocks. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akash Vani Shivam.